Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 35 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. My name is Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns. That is SOMERYARNS. I'd like to take a moment to welcome new listeners, and for those of you who are returning, welcome back and thanks for coming back. You can also join our Ravelry group on, obviously, Ravelry. It is the Kitchen Stitches group. The group has grown a little bit. We're still not very chatty, but I do love the fact that people are joining. And I've been saying this for almost a year now. I really hope to get some chatter going, but I'm just really bad at Ravelry groups. I have the hardest time keeping up with the ones I join, much less the one that I monitor. Manage? I don't know. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about what I've been up to, which isn't a whole lot. I keep saying that. That's because there's not much going on outside of the house during the fall. Things are just so busy otherwise. Finished objects, which is nothing. Works in progress. Spinning, cross stitch. The Twist Fiber Studio Kickstarter giveaway. Christmas all year long knit along. And in the kitchen. So let's get started. The only thing of real interest that I've been up to this week is that, as I mentioned in the last episode on last Thursday, October 9th, my daughter turned 18. And, wow. There's nothing that can make you feel older than your child becoming an adult. I have to say I'm very proud of myself that I did not cry. My husband will disagree. He will say that when I gave Laura one of her gifts that I cried. I don't count one tear that did not even slide down my face as crying. A hitch in the voice does not count as crying, right? We gotta be strong. She had a pretty good day. I was really worried. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast that she was gonna have a rough time. Just, maybe I didn't. Maybe it was that evening that we were talking about this. She's just got so much schoolwork. Being a senior at a challenging high school is a lot of work and a lot of stress. But she ended up having a great day. Her friends made it special. She had one friend who gave her a life-size cutout of the actor Dane DeHaan, who is not someone that I would not know who he was if she didn't know who he was. He was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Life After Beth, and he might be in an American Horror Story the first season, but I'm not sure about that. But she's obsessed with him right now. And this was, I don't know how she did this, but she used 8.5 by 11 printer paper and managed to collage this together. It was pretty awesome. If a little freaky when you walk in and there's a life-size figure of an obscure actor in your house. For dinner, we went to a place called Jenny's Noodle House. I may have mentioned it on the podcast before. I'm not sure. It is it's Vietnamese. I would say it's sort of fusion, Vietnamese, Thai. Really, really good noodles. And I think I may have mentioned it. There's one that I get often that is called the Art Car Curry. That's also Laura's favorite, which is kind of a yellow curry with potatoes and carrots and mushrooms and tofu. And it is absolutely delicious. That is not what I had this time. I just had some plain noodles. They call them JJ Slippery Noodles, which they're just these flat noodles with just very little on them. And I spice them up a little bit with whatever they have on hand. So we had that, and we just got dessert at the restaurant and had, tres leches cake. Laura had one, and Jimmy and I split one, and Eli, my crazy son, did not want any dessert. He has so much more willpower than I do. So that was pretty much it. She didn't do anything with her friends over the weekend. She has a few friends that are in the neighborhood from middle school, but she doesn't hang out with them as often. They've got their own lives. And of course, I don't know what was going on this weekend. And then we live about 20 minutes from her school, and most of her school friends live in the neighborhood, and most of them don't drive yet. So they have, I guess nobody was available. They were going to go to a movie and that didn't work out. So we hung out. I watched Gone with the Wind with Laura. This is the first time she'd ever seen it. I love that movie. It's the first time I've watched it all the way through in a very, very long time. It was a marathon, of course. But I had listened to the History Chicks podcast, and the most recent episode, I don't know if it's the most recent episode, but it's the most recent one that I've listened to, is The Women of Gone with the Wind. So I had it on my brain and asked her if she'd watch it, and she did. And she said that she loves Scarlett O'Hara. So that was fun, nice bonding time. And then we had company over for dinner on Sunday. We had steaks. We almost had a fire. That was exciting. I don't know how close it was. The steaks themselves caught on fire, so we had some super charbroiled ribeyes, which was really disappointing. I am a medium rare girl all the way. But at least we didn't burn the house down. So we had that, and I made homemade strawberry shortcake, and I'll talk about that in the kitchen, which it seems like that's what I'm talking about now, doesn't it? But that's pretty much been it. Work has been busy. Like I've mentioned multiple times, we're in the middle of a big project. We are almost at our deadline, and we are confident that we're going to make our deadline. We better make our deadline, or we may not have jobs. I'm just kidding. Of course we'd have jobs, but we would be very much in the doghouse. So that is all that's been going on in my neck of the woods. What else? Okay, finished objects. Like I mentioned, I have no finished objects. I do have a half finished object, which I'll talk about in WIPs. Anything? No. Nothing even close to being finished other than that one object. So let's move into WIPs. Sock, yarn, blanket. I have been much better this week about doing one skew a square per day. I really can't afford to get too far behind. I don't remember if when I did my calculations, if they were based on finishing by graduation or finishing by the time Laura leaves for college. I think they were through the summer, so finishing in time for her to leave. I really would like to finish by graduation, but I don't know if that'll happen or not. At this rate, it probably won't, but I may end up monogamous on that blanket at the tail end just so I can get it done. But so far, it's been going great. The Olympic Forest Baby Blanket. This is a paid-for pattern by Very Busy Monkey. I am using Barocco Vintage and kind of a lime green color. And it's turning out so soft. I am a couple of rows into chart 2 out of 3 charts. I don't know if I mentioned that I am doing this project for the Harry Potter knit and crochet house cup. So I'm trying to get through the second chart by the end of the month. And so far I am on track to do that. The problem with baby blankets that are worked center out is they just keep getting bigger. So as long as I can do 2 to 3 rows per day, I can make my deadline. 3 would be better, but if I do 2, then I think I could probably catch up the last few. They are still small enough that it's not that hard to get through a couple. It's easier for me just because I'm so ADD to do a round of that and then do something else and then do another round. And if I do it that way, or if I say I'm going to work on this through one podcast, that helps me stay on track. I'm really, really looking forward to getting to the more intricate part of the blanket. Right now it's just boring. But it is going to be really pretty when I'm finished. I am also still working on the checked and squared socks, which is from Sock Architecture by Laura Neal. I am using Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in the Snapdragon colorway, which is a very spring-like yarn. It is a spring green and pink and white, and I really like these. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about them, but I'm really liking them. I am finished with the heel on sock 1 and am probably about a third or so, maybe halfway down the foot. So that's going okay. It's not going as quickly as I would like. I would really like to have been done with one foot by now, halfway through the month, and I'm not, which means that I probably will not end up finishing these by the end of the month, unless I take them on my car trip. But if I take them on my car trip, then I can't work on the my knitted heart vanilla socks that I had planned to work on, which were my August socks that I've still not finished because those are car knitting. So I've got a conundrum. Either way, maybe I think I would actually prefer to finish my knitted heart vanilla socks, because those are the ones that are done in the candy corn yarn, and I would really like to finish them in October, even though I still probably won't get to wear very much of them. But if I work on them on our trip this weekend, which I actually didn't mention in what I'm up to, we're going to visit Texas State University, which is in San Marcos, which is about 2.5 hours away. If I work on those on that trip, and I probably will end up driving some of it, but if I get some done then, I may actually finish those this week. So that is my sock knitting. A little more sock knitting coming up. I also worked on the Shirtagal from Socktopus by Alice Yu. I am working these in Wandering Wool Helvellyn Sock and Royalty, which is a royal blue, as it sounds, with a little bit of purple. Very, very pretty yarn. It is the Helvellyn sock is a BFL base. I don't remember the exact percentage, but I think it is 80% BFL, 20% nylon, but I'm not 100% sure. I have finished the heel flap on sock one, and that's all I've done. And I don't know when I'll pick them up again. I have other things that I want to pick up, so we'll see. The last thing that I have been working on, this was a new project for me this week. I am doing the Waiting for Winter Mittens by Susan B. Anderson. I think this is a new pattern. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week. I'd have to look back in my show notes. If I did, I may have just started it, but I am doing these. That's a free pattern by Susan B. Anderson, and I am doing them in my hand spun. Spun right round, 100% Falkland in the Pegasus colorway. And no, I didn't mention these last week because I remember adding them to my show notes for this week and having to write down the specs. So these are, I'm halfway done, a little more than halfway done. I finished one mitten and I am just about to the thumb gusset on the second mitten. They are super fast pattern, especially if you're using, this hand spun is mostly worsted with a little bit of bulky. I can tell where on the second skein that I'm working with is a lot bulkier than the first skein that I was working with. My spinning is not perfectly consistent, but it hasn't made a difference. The first mitten turned out so awesome. I just am in love with it. I wish it were for me, but one, I don't particularly need mittens here in Houston, and two, I made it for a friend of mine who has bigger hands than I do, so it doesn't fit me anyway. But I am determined to get more hand spun done so that I can make myself a pair. Even if I don't wear them, I could always make them fingerless if I wanted to. But they are so awesome. And it is so satisfying. I think it has to be the most satisfying knitting I've ever done. That I took this wool, spun it up, and made something so pretty out of it. I really hope that the friend I give them to appreciates the effort that went into them. She generally is very knit worthy, but there's something, you know, I want her to be awed by these, the fact that I did this, but I'm sure she will be. I did leave the the top of the mitten, I did leave a tail on it. So if, when she tries them on, if they're too big, I can rip them out real quick and make them a little bit smaller. I'm planning to give these to her on Sunday night. We're going to a concert and I figured I would just stick a tapestry needle in my bag. That way I can just, I can fix them if I need to while we're there. So that is all my works in progress. Spinning, I have done just a little bit, on the, Brazen Stitchery Polworth in the Rainbow Connection. I just didn't have a whole lot of time to do much knitting, but I did sit down and do a little bit, one day over the weekend, I believe. Like I said, I am just itching to finish more so that I can make myself something as beautiful as these mittens were. So hopefully I'll get a little bit in. I may get a little bit in today. That's the one thing I didn't mention. I am home from work today. I've just had a headache the past couple of days. And moving into the last stretch of our project, I know that I'm not going to get another opportunity to take a day between now and, honestly, I don't know when. Depends on any troubleshooting we have to do and that type of thing. And I kind of needed, since I've had a headache, I didn't want to wake up tomorrow with a headache when we have training. And so I just stayed home. And it's been a nice day. Laura, I'm back to what I've been doing. Sorry to sidetrack here. But Eli took the PSAT today. At his school, they do freshmen and sophomores get to take the PSAT as a practice. And for those of you who are not familiar, the PSAT is a standardized test. The SAT, of course, is a college admissions test. The PSAT is used to determine national merit scholarship eligibility, basically. And it's also a practice for the SAT. And so they get to do, freshmen and sophomore get to take it as practice, and then they'll take it for real their junior year. That is another thing that I did not mention. So Laura is a senior. She took the PSAT last year. She did not make national merit semifinalist, but she missed it by 1 point. And that meant that she, along with about 20 other students who were very close, got commended status, which is almost as good as being national merit semifinalist. So I'm super, super proud of her. So that is all the spinning. Cross stitch, I switched gears this week. I finished the August square in the Once Upon a Time sampler by Frosted Pumpkin Stitchery. And I picked up the 12 Days of Christmas sampler that I had put down last year, also by Frosted Pumpkin Stitchery, and have been working on that. And so I same 20 minutes a day that I've been doing, but I am now doing it on a different sampler. And so far, so good. It's not been super exciting because I have been doing, I'm on the top row, and there, what I'm, my plan of action last year was to do the border as I went. So I finished I finished block three and worked on the border that was across the top of that. And I'm now working on the block four, which is four calling birds. The next step for me will be a lot more border because the four is on a corner. So I'll have to do across the top and then down the side of that before moving on to day five. It's not nearly as exciting to me to do the border, but I know it has to get done anyway. So I think I would rather do in these little fits and starts like this than have the whole border to do at the very end. You know, when you feel like you're finished and then you realize you have to do the border. That's what it's going to be like for me with the Once Upon a Time sampler when I finally finish that one. I want to mention again the Twist Fiber Studio Kickstarter and the giveaway that we're doing in the group. Ashley, who is Carolina Spinner on Ravelry and on Instagram, is doing a Kickstarter for her fiber business. All of the information is in the group, as well as a link to her Kickstarter. for the giveaway, she has offered up a braid of fiber, and you can see that in the thread in the Ravelry group. And in order to enter to win this, you need to go to Ashley's Kickstarter page, which is linked in the group, and look at her Perfect Pair sets, which are a pairing of a bag and either a skein of yarn or a braid of fiber. There's all three, and for the Kickstarter, you could choose various combinations of that. And just tell me which one you like best. We have several entries so far, which I'm really happy to see. All of Ashley's stuff is just absolutely beautiful, so just take a look and give her a little bit of support. I'm not asking that you financially support the Kickstarter in order to enter the giveaway. You just need to look at our page and let me know what you like. Speaking of knit-alongs, the Christmas All Year Long knit-along is still going on. We are in the fourth quarter. I have been not mentioning it as much, but since this is the last few months, I'll go ahead and mention it every time. In order to enter, all you have to do is knit or crochet, or any craft actually, something for a winter holiday. It's called the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along, but any winter holiday will work. It can be a decoration, or it can be ornament, or it can be a gift for someone. Anything, as long as it has something to do with a winter holiday. And I'll just have to take your word for it that that's what it is. And of course, I'm not going to go spy on you to make sure that you are actually doing with it whatever you said you were going to do. For the giveaway for the fourth quarter, which is October through December, it will be a winner's choice, and you will get to choose, the winner will get to choose either a $10 or less pattern of your choice from Ravelry, a $10 gift certificate to an online shop of your choice, or if you are in the U.S., you can choose an item that costs $10 or less, and I will cover shipping on that. This would be helpful if you perhaps there was something that you really wanted but they didn't have a gift certificate option. So I will be willing to do that too. For the grand prize, anybody who has entered at all over the course of the year, so from January through December, will be entered into a drawing for an Absolute Wonder project bag and Notions pouch. And what the fabric on these will be kitchen themed. I haven't seen it yet, but I will post a picture of it in the group when I do. And that will be. I will draw for both of those the first time I record after January 1st. So let me look at my calendar and get an idea of when that would be. Looking now, probably be January 7th. So, get your entries in. I just lost my show notes. Sorry, people. Okay. In the kitchen. I have not done a whole lot of exciting in the kitchen, but for Laura's birthday, I did do homemade strawberry shortcakes. And this is the first time I've ever done this. I've always done strawberry shortcake where you buy, just in the grocery store, the little sponge cake shells, or I've used pound cake before as well, but she wanted real strawberry shortcake. So I found a recipe on Pinterest, of course. Actually, what I did was look through my Pinterest, and of course, I've pinned so many things. Naturally, there was a strawberry shortcake recipe that I had already pinned and wanted to try anyway. So it was from All Recipes, and it was a very basic recipe. I've never made it before. And if you've never made it before, it's basically a biscuit with sugar in it. And for those of you who have made it before, you're sitting there thinking, duh. But that's really all it is. It was flour, sugar, butter, and baking powder, I believe. Maybe a little bit of salt. And milk. No. heavy cream. I think it was heavy cream and not milk. But you just mix that all together. The one thing that I absolutely hate is cutting in butter. I used to have a pastry cutter, but I can't, either it broke or I lost it somewhere in my house. But I was stuck with having to use the method of cutting in butter where you take two knives and scissor them and cut it in that way, and it's such a pain. But I got through it. And so you just mix the dry ingredients with the butter and add them. I have no idea if that's how you do it. I'm sorry. However you do it, you mix all of these ingredients together and then you knead it all together for about 2 minutes and then pat it into a half inch square or half inch thick rectangle and cut it into about 12 pieces. It turned out great. It was a little sticky. I don't know if it is supposed to be as sticky as it was, but it worked just fine. It didn't stick too bad to the cutting board. You bake them for about 20 minutes. I did sprinkle them with a little bit of granulated sugar, the little sugar crystals, the bigger crystals. And it was great. For the strawberries, all I do is I slice them, put about a quarter cup of sugar in, mix it up, and let them. I macerated them a little bit. I used a potato masher and crushed them up a little bit and let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple of hours so that it releases the juices. So I served that over the shortbread, split the shortbreads in half, put a little bit of strawberries and a little bit of Cool Whip, and ta-da, all done. And it was really good. I was not quite sure what I thought about it while I was eating it. I love strawberry shortcake, but I really like the sponge cake ones. And what I really like about it is how the strawberry juices soak into that sponge cake. And you don't get that with the official shortcakes, but it tasted good anyway. It was just a different good. We had several of the shortcakes left over. So we have eaten them over the course of the week. And one of the things I had was just delicious. I don't remember what I did with them the first day, but yesterday morning I decided to take one and spread Nutella on it and then slice banana on top of that. And oh my God, that was so good. It was really, really good. I was really thrilled with that. Today I tried it with strawberry jam and Nutella, and that was a little too much. The strawberry jam, that was just too sweet. But the Nutella and banana, perfect combination. I will definitely make the shortcakes again. Not necessarily, I don't think I would necessarily, I mean, I don't have to do that with strawberries. I would just make them to have because they were really good. They were really buttery and quite yummy. I will post a link to that in the Ravelry group as I typically do. I won't say I always do because sometimes I do forget. When I do post them, I usually don't post them in the episode thread. I have a separate thread for share your recipes and I'll post them in there. I guess that's it for this week. It has been a beautiful fall week. We had a nice cold front that came through on Monday. Cold front for us, it actually dropped down into the 50s for the first time this year. So that's been nice. Typical Texas weather, it's back up in the 80s today and it's pretty warm. But beautiful, beautiful blue skies. Perfect weather. And I just love this time of year. So wherever you are, I hope you are enjoying your weather, whether or not it is it is fall where you are, or whether or not you're entering into the spring. I don't know that I have any Australia or Southern Hemisphere listeners, but you never know. So I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.